Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
More intellectual lightweightery.
Time to meet your makers.
Makers of what? Poop?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Katie's in the house. Yeah. Our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in later on. We're tweeting at TNT. Whatever. I think I said a bad word there. TNT Radio Empire.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. I got to drink more during the week. When I don't drink, man, I'm more tired in the morning. Why the hell's that? You know, I don't sleep soundly, I don't think. Although I had three beers golfing yesterday with you, but that was early. And I didn't drink much at night.
And it was CrossFit beer.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, Ultra.
The beer we drink
after. Oh, CrossFit. It's my CrossFit. Yeah.
Those commercials are stupid.
They're so stupid. God, I hate them.
You go do some cleaning jerks after that?
No, we were golfing, so yeah, we were cleaning and jerking.
Yeah, we got
in the morning. In the morning.
Wish you'd have taken my putter.
Would you want Tiger to bang that putter?
Yeah. He might break it.
Yeah. It's funny because I was sitting around some just the dudes watching football last night, and I said, "Did anybody see the fappening yet?" And they didn't know what it was. I mean, they didn't see it yet. So I go, "Lindsey Vonn's naked." So I get on there and I get the Tiger photo and I go, oh, and I look, and they start to look. I go, oh, that's Tiger's penis first. And I love guys, oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
shot
let me see
on
that again. Maybe the fappening will bring those kids back together.
Maybe. Because you know they're holding up each other's pictures and the phone going, yeah.
And he's looking at it going, I remember when I used to watch her with the shower head.
Yeah, exactly.
And she looks at that crotch and says, I remember.
Very nice. Celebrity Jihad. Still up. I was still up last night. Still up? I got right to the website. The link I got sent me right to Celebrity Jihad, and right there is Lindsey Vonn hanging out.
I have heard they're threatening legal action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything
disappear
yet.
That's all they're doing is threatening.
Well, there was also why do stars continue to send photos to each other after these hackings? Because they're people.
Yeah, they should be able to.
Well, I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but they all should know it's in the cloud, and these hackers want to find famous people. They don't care about regular Joe Schmo. You know, if Petey sent one to you, Todd. Sorry, Petey, that was a bad analogy, but whatever.
I can send it to everyone.
But still, nobody's going to be looking for yours in the cloud, you know? But they are going to look for Miley Cyrus and these famous right. Instagram people or famous stars like Tiger and all those guys.
Oh, Petey sends me one. It's going on Twitter right away. Yeah. All right. Later on. The ladies would love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Petey is our eye candy. Mm-hmm. That's a damn shame.
Yeah. He looks rough some mornings, too, by the way. Although he's a lot younger.
Oh, I feel it.
Yeah, you feel it. You feel it, don't you? Got that bounce in your step.
Oh, yeah.
As you're hacking up and loving along and spitting out some vodka blood.
Wee! Yep, I hope those crazy kids get the same lawyer and get back together. I think they were meant to be.
I don't think Tiger cares about that photo. Why would he? Shows his junk. He's in shape, hanging there. Who cares? You know, he doesn't have a shower knob going at him or anything. He's just standing there.
That's probably his.
I'm naked.
Lock screen on his phone now.
Exactly.
Oops. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Did you see that? Oops.
Yeah. Wow. I'm naked. Oops. Who cares?
Do I have to sue you for looking at this?
Oops. Of all people, you think Tiger would protect his phone?
You can't protect it. It's in the cloud.
Yeah. It's,
you send a photo to somebody, it's in the cloud. And that's what people tell me.
That's not necessarily his phone that got hacked.
Right.
True. Yeah, his probably had a bunch of other naked Denny's ladies,
right?
Yeah. Perkins. He likes Perkins. Right. He's not a Denny's or a Waffle House guy.
I'm sure they're
He's
similar.
Higher class than that.
Yeah. He's a Perkins guy.
I think Perkins and Denny's are on the same level there. I think the chicks are probably the same.
I'm sure you'll get an argument there.
It's like Hooters and Twin Peaks. They're hot. Denny's and Perkins.
No, I'm sure you could get into a Twitter feud about that.
Yeah, maybe.
With somebody.
Yeah, probably.
In fact, do that today. You like the Twitter.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to see a feud in a little more often.
So the question would be, are the women hotter at Denny's or Perkins?
Well, you got the pussy made the point to saying Perkins was higher. Somebody said Perkins was higher. Oh, Todd tried to say Perkins was higher class than Denny's. I said they're pretty much the same kind of restaurant.
No, I'm just saying there are Perkins people and there are Denny's people, and they swear by them.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I go to neither.
Yeah, they're loyal.
I go to neither.
I do know someone who will not go to one of those.
Man, that's crazy.
Just will not.
They have a loyal
fan base.
My family goes to Denny's and I don't go.
Well, that one's an anti-loyal fan base.
Oh, because he worked at one of them?
No. They've just never had a good experience at one and refused to give it another chance.
Okay, so they hate one and don't necessarily like the other.
Just like
just don't care.
That's what people bitch about airlines. Delta sucks. United sucks. They all suck. Relax.
Yeah, but if this guy's going... With restaurants, I'll give you that. If you've been there a few times and it's always bad, I don't... That's fine.
I'm with you on that.
Don't go back.
I agree with you on that.
Do you get on there and give them a bad Yelp review?
Right. No, I don't ever do that
because then you'd have to read it.
An individual waitress could have been responsible for having a bad day, so I'm not going to Yelp the place. I don't never Yelp anybody. Of course, we have the Yelp right here. But we don't mention people by name usually because
Do you look at Yelp to decide whether or not you're going to go to a place?
No. One time my whole life, Becky and I were driving around 5-6 years ago maybe, and we didn't know what we wanted to eat, and we saw a Chinese restaurant. I said, that looks kind of sketchy. So I Yelped it, and I said, nope, keep going. It was like roaches, food, cat.
Three things.
And we just kept going.
Sounds to me like authentic Chinese. You weren't in the mood for authentic Chinese.
I didn't know why, but I'd never looked at those things. I mean, Colleen will get Yelp sometimes because somebody's cheese sticks were wrong or they didn't like the comedian.
Right.
Cheese sticks sucked. No. Comedian sucked. Whatever. Now, whatever. Comedian hammered Trump. Whatever.
Tried to bring my own liquor. Couldn't drink it.
Yeah.
If
took
you have
my bottle of Hennessy away.
If you have a good experience somewhere.
I don't Yelp. I don't even know how to do Yelp.
Will you put that online?
No. I don't do anything like that.
I'll use Yelp to just like jog my memory of like, okay, if I'm looking for a restaurant in a certain part of town, I'll go there and type in restaurants and see what's there just to. But I don't ever look at the reviews.
Oh,
I just look to see what's around.
Because angry, and by the way, a lot of people, they try to, competitors try to screw people over just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
On that. So I don't buy any of that.
Yeah, you can't put any faith in user reviews.
Once in a great while, I will look at some reviews on websites about hotels I'm going to stay in, especially if it's like a beach thing. But even then, in general, most people say it was fun time, good time, the kids liked it, the beach, the water was warm.
Whatever. But I had a good experience at a chain hotel recently. And when I was looking for it online...
Good porn? Good porn? Good porn?
No, I didn't even use the porn. But when I looked at it online, it looked like it was an older version of this hotel. So I mentioned that in my review, and they actually got back to me.
And so we'll change the photos for you?
Thank you for mentioning that. We're going to do something about that.
Hmm.
So I gave him a positive response because...
You're a trendsetter.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Right. But it seems like it is probably human nature
to bitch.
Gripe...
Instead of saying something nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's why I wanted to go against human nature because they probably don't hear enough good stuff. This place was nice.
Right.
So I said, this place is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice of you.
And if I have a good transaction, somebody goes above and beyond the call of duty on, like, the Amazon.
You said duty.
I'll get on and I'll give them a nice review. Mm. I don't have time to review all the crap my wife. Yeah, I should have my wife do it, but she doesn't do it because she does most of the Amazon purchasing.
Trump hammered Amazon again last night.
Well, he hates that.
The guy that owns the Washington Post.
Bezos?
Yeah, Bezos. Yeah. He hates him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've never reviewed anything that I purchased.
Me neither.
Online.
No.
Nothing.
Me neither.
You should get on there.
Good,
and give
bad, or otherwise.
Give him a nice review when you can because they don't hear nearly enough of that.
Man, these socks really fit.
I don't have time for that, man. If I'm not taking them back, they fit.
Right. The fact that you are not getting them back means I'm satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
Enough.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not perfect, but enough right. where I'm not, right. whatever.
Mainly, I think I'm not bitching. You know, I'm not bitching. It sounds funny coming from us, or right. me, for that matter. I'm not bitching. I'm not going to go and Yelp the bitch because somebody didn't give me a beer in time. I just might not, like you said, Puss, I just might not go back. Petey and I had a bad, bad experience with a closed bar now, and I wonder why they're closed. They were just horrible. They weren't waiting on us, and so we were ready bad. To tip.
Oh, man.
And this was a couple, we were watching J.R. Brow play there some years ago, and it was just horrible. I'm thinking, who do these people think they are? They weren't waiting on it, you know, just walking past you.
Huh.
And I never went back.
No.
I know, you didn't either.
Never even thought about it, yeah.
Well, I didn't get on Yelp. We didn't even say the name of the place the next day. We just didn't care, you know.
J.R. Brow?
Yeah, he played a set there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to bitch about the Funny Bone.
No.
J.R. Yeah.
He played with his guitar.
That damn Funny Bone.
No, no.
Sending us guests funny all bone the time.
Right. Don't know if you've heard of them.
Right.
No. Kevin no, is. No, the Funny Bone is funny because
they're great.
How many times you've been asked what it costs the Funny Bone? I go, yeah. A penny or $40.
Right.
I have no idea. What's it cost to see a comedian? I go, a penny or $40.
And how or, much are beers?
Or beers
two,
or
two drink
and
minimum.
Actually, we were running late this past weekend, and I actually ate there, and I had some fish tacos that kicked ass. Thank you, Colleen. How much are the fish tacos? A penny or $40. I don't know.
How much is the salmon?
You just signed the tab.
I've had the salmon there. It's very
I'm not
good.
Bragging about the money, by the way. What we're trying to say here is we don't pay. And I have no idea what it costs to see anybody.
Well, that's because we joined when we first got to town, the Funny Bone Club.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Lifetime.
Don't say this. You're going to get calls
we
on
pay
that.
Our, well, the membership, right. membership's full.
Right.
No more. We were amongst the inaugural members.
Your charter members.
Of the Funny Bone Club. Right. So everything's free.
Oh, you were grandfathered in, I guess.
Yeah. Right. We paid a lot up front.
Yeah.
But it was well worth it.
It was on this date in 2004.
And the maintenance fees are, you know, when we go there, we tip.
Right.
Tip your wait staff.
Nicely.
But not too nicely, because then you'll get yelled at for that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently it starts fights between the wait staff.
Yeah, exactly, because I tip a lot.
You tip well, but don't tip too well.
Everybody wants to wait on Todd and Tyler.
Then there's infighting.
Weird. My daughter used to work there. I wouldn't have any cash, so I would just like write her a check as my tip.
Jesus.
She accepted that. But I imagine she had to share it.
An Arizona man, 48-year-old Victor Pratt, was celebrating his kid's birthday with friends. You know, got everybody come on over. We're celebrating a birthday.
I got a clown mask on. I'm going to scare the kids. No, different guy. Okay.
Yeah, different guy. Different guy.
Sounds like a... I can tell by the way you're introducing your story, Craig. Things go bad.
Well,
it's all
Mr.
Part of
Pratt said that he decided to... show them how to catch and cook a rattlesnake.
Oh,
no.
See, I didn't know the details of this story, but go ahead.
After one of the reptiles showed up in his yard during the party. This is out of Arizona.
Sure.
So Mr. Pratt grabbed the rattlesnake and was showing it off to friends and family at the party, posing for photos. Then he lost his grip on the snake's head and it attacked him. Bit him twice, once on the chest, once on the face. Pratt said he knew immediately something was wrong because he
That's
had been
puss
bitten.
Always tells me, once on the chest, once on the face.
Because he'd been bitten once before when he was 19, so he knew that something was wrong here. He said to other people, "We got to go now."
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
We got to go to the hospital now. He was taken immediately to the hospital where doctors did save his life. He got doses of anti-venom. Now then, I didn't realize this. If this can kill you quickly.
Yeah.
15 to 30 minutes
is
what it takes for you just to be gone. Apparently, if an airway is not established in the first few minutes, 15 to 30 minutes, those patients do not have a real chance to survive.
That's what kills you. Not necessarily the venom, but the fact that your airway swell up.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was under the impression, and I think I've read, that there really isn't enough venom in there to kill you, but there is enough to make your airways constrict, and that's what could kill you.
I'm watching another bad movie, Bad Funny. You know, it's Jon Hamm and Zach Galifianakis.
Remember, I just watched Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
remember
watched
they
that.
Go to that back behind the back door Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And
they're
eating snake, and they're getting all drunk, and a rattlesnake head is laying there. As garnish, basically, for the snake they're eating, but it's still, you know, active. And it bites Galifianakis, and they break out some, you know, they have to break out the stuff right there and shoot him up. It's funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Isla Fisher's in that.
Yeah, so it's not a bad movie.
Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. I thought it was fairly entertaining.
Oh, that's Wonder Woman, the wife?
Yeah.
Jesus, I never saw Wonder Woman. She's freaking hot.
Yeah.
This is why you don't make yourself the center of attention at your kid's birthday party.
Well, this is why you don't show off rattlesnakes.
Yeah, how about not mess around with rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
I'm just glad he got bit and not one of the kids.
Right.
That's where I thought this was going.
Yeah.
Well, he chose to handle it.
Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
Because he...
I'm not handling a rattlesnake.
Did
last
it when
night.
He was dumb and happy at 19. Now, Dr. Stephen Curry...
No, this guy's 19. He's an older man. He's a dumbass.
Yeah, when he was 19, that was the first time he got bit.
Yeah, right.
He got bit then.
Now he's 48. Dr. Stephen Curry says that rattlesnake bites are divided into two categories. Bites where... the victim did not know there was a snake or tried to get away.
Right.
Or those where the person recognized there was a snake present but did not immediately try to get away. Most bites are the latter kind.
And aren't there, I mean, there's not a bunch of them, but it happens once in a while. That weird church, those guys handle the rattlers and die.
They do. Yeah. But we don't care if they get bit.
No, we don't.
And pass away.
No, we actually don't.
We don't care.
Basing that on True Detective?
No, but that's a true story, though. I saw a documentary on a guy that was bit three times.
Yeah, they
and
do
his
that.
Dad was die. His dad died because of it as a preacher, then he died. That's
Jesus
a real
will
thing.
Protect him from the snake.
Bite. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, but see, the guys in True Detective, they took the venom out of all the snakes.
Yeah, they faked it. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Now, they say that first aid measures such as tourniquets, ice, incisions, or taking the time to apply suctions.
Tourniquet, ice, and incisions, Petey.
Definitely three things I've tried to masturbate with. It's tough, though, that tourniquet.
And the incisions.
Cuts off the blood flow.
The incisions could be really
dirty. That's why you need
dirty.
The incisions after the tourniquet.
Those types of first aid measures are dangerous and harmful, or... in the case of suction, completely ineffective.
Right, the tourniquet keeps
ready. You can't, like the old cowboy biting on the hot lady's foot and sucking out the venom?
Yes.
Can't do that?
Ineffective.
All right.
No.
I thought that was fake, but
that doesn't work.
It's a great one.
Mr. Pratt
Puss
says...
Puss falls for it to this day.
Well.
Hey, Puss, I think something bit me here. Let me get on that,
again?
Right?
Right. He also falls for the sea urchin thing.
Yes, he does.
Mr. Pratt, however, says he is now done dealing with venomous reptiles. He says, ain't gonna play with snakes no more.
There you go.
That is a quote
from
Mr. Pratt out of the Arizona, out of the Phoenix area.
Yeah, it's a good party to go to, though, if you're one of the other kids, not the dad. If you're just one of those kids, it was great. He got a snake, got bit, and they raced him to the hospital, and Mr. Pratt's fine. But it was
you know,
a great party, Mom.
At some point during that party, he actually said, hold my beer.
Right. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Hold my beer while I go do this.
Watch this.
I've had a few rattlesnake encounters when I lived in Arizona, but you hear them as you're approaching, and they would just as soon not deal with you, and you would just as soon not deal with them.
Oh,
so,
yeah. They got me on. That's not a bucket list thing for me.
We just backed off.
Nope.
And none of us got bit.
Yeah.
Producers of the Netflix series Narcos.
You did this story yesterday, right?
No.
Okay. People getting shot on location.
Yeah.
A location director, right?
Yeah, a location manager. Yeah,
was shot, locating, scouting, right?
Mm-hmm. Where'd he get shot? Somewhere in Mexico City?
Yeah.
Producers of the Netflix series Narcos are threatening legal action against Pablo Escobar's brother.
Scott Escobar?
Scott Escobar.
The producers have sent a cease and desist letter.
To Scott.
To Scott Escobar. Telling him to stop filing trademark applications for the terms narcos and cartel wars.
So I guess Scott wasn't into business, so he's just trying to make money off his dead brother, right?
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Kind of sounds like it.
Both terms. No, he may have been around.
Yeah.
Both terms are attached to the show and a popular video game. According to TMZ, Pablo Escobar's brother, Roberto Scott Escobar.
Bobby Scott, they call him.
They do.
Yeah.
Claims that he used narcos in connection with a website in 1986. Show producers say that's ridiculous because the interwebs barely existed back then.
Yeah, it didn't really exist at all.
Yeah, you kind of got to check your timelines.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Old Scott is stupid.
I had that domain name back in 63.
Right. People will say that.
They will.
I was five episodes into that. I don't ever go to my Netflix as much as I used to, and it's a good show. It really is.
Although
it's pretty hardcore.
Can you imagine the round table discussion?
Yeah.
Hey, we're thinking about suing somebody.
Right.
Who? Scott Escobar. Oh, really? You think we should do that?
No. We're an Escobar. If I met anybody named Escobar.
I'm no not relation, suing him.
No relation whatsoever. I'd say, nah, he knows somebody. He knows somebody. You're cool with me if your name's Escobar.
Yeah,
I got no problem with you.
And in the future, for future reference, the Spanish equivalent of Scott is Scott.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Or Scotto.
I think it's Scotto. Scotto. Scotto Escobar.
Today's show is powered by High Energy Biscuits.
I like biscuits.
Yummy.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.